The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
I quietly watched Casey from my bed as she squealed.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My friend had been worried for weeks, and I thought she was overreacting. She hadn't been asked out on Valentine's Day, and she kept asking me if she wasn't beautiful anymore. Of course she was. She changed her skincare routine and her closet, and even talked about doing nose surgery because no one at college asked her out. I talked to her and told her to calm down. The right guy would come along soon, but she wasn't listening.
You don't understand how I feel. You have a boyfriend. You won't be lonely on Valentine's.
She kept trying to get the attention of the guys taking our course. Until tonight. She had squealed into our dormitory holding a bouquet of lavender roses and a box of chocolates. I reclined on my bed and waited for her to explain.
You wouldn't believe it, May, she said breathlessly. I just got a Valentine.
I asked her who it was, and she said she didn't know. For a split second, I thought she'd gone crazy, until she explained that someone had delivered it to her at the door. She sat on her bed and searched for a note. The note said, "You are mine," with a drawing of a red heart with an arrow through it. Casey blushed and declared that it was very cute, but I told her to be careful. It was a week to Valentine's Day, and love was in the air, and girls and guys had paired up. I was looking for Dave when Casey walked up to me.
"I got another note," she said breathlessly. Someone dropped it in my bag when I wasn't looking. There was a single red rose, too.
She showed me the note and it said, "Want to know who I am? You'll see. You'll soon see." Casey thought it was romantic, but it got me worried. She was too caught up in the euphoria of the moment that she didn't even stop to think. She wanted to know who the secret admirer was. Each day built up to Valentine's Day, and Casey's secret admirer kept sending notes. I tried to warn her to be careful, but she wouldn't listen. 2 days before Valentine's, I gave up. I told my best friend to do whatever she wanted to do, and she happily agreed. Dave and I were going to have a date, and I was preparing for it. I told Casey that I would go shopping for Valentine's Day, and she decided to follow me. She said she would need a hot dress for her admirer. I sighed, but obliged her. We got back from shopping, and a bouquet of orange roses was waiting on our doorstep with a note. "I will be expecting you." Casey scooped up the note and flowers and went to her bed. She smiled and strangely looked at May.
I'm happy, May. I'm really happy.
I shook my head and turned to unload my shopping bags. The next day, Casey was nervous. She had finally begun to think about what her admirer looked like. I told her to ignore the person and move on with her life, but she glared at me like I was the devil. My date was at night, and as I prepared, Casey prepared with me. It was 4 o'clock, and there was a knock on the door. Casey ran to the door before I could ask, and she returned with a huge grin on her face.
He sent an address!
And indeed, he did send an address with a dark crimson rose. I'd been feeling uneasy about the transition of rose colors, but I tried my best to look happy for my friend. She told me that it was a private restaurant on a private beach that was close to the college. She flaunted the address in my face because it was obviously in a fancy area. I got a call from Dave as Casey prepared to meet her admirer. He told me that he would be 30 minutes late. I hurriedly told him about Casey, her admirer, and the flowers. Dave read a lot, and he knew the meaning of flowers. Lavender meant love at first sight, red meant love, and orange rose meant desire and enthusiasm. The final rose the admirer sent meant death or mourning, and I was instantly scared. Dave told me to send the address of the place to him. He apologized for ruining my Valentine's Day because of Casey. He was going to check out the address. When he dropped the call, I felt uneasy. Dave was farther from the address than me, so I rushed down the stairs and took my scooter from the parking lot. I tried to call Casey over and over again, but her number wasn't available. I drove over to the address, and it took roughly 20 minutes. It was a beach area, and a mansion, walled and gated, stood gallantly in front of me. CCTV cameras lined the wired walls, and a doorbell was within my reach. I rang the bell, and the gate opened automatically. I quickly sent a text to Dave about my location, and then I pocketed my phone. I walked up 3 steps to the door, which was open as well. I was beginning to get scared. The whole setup felt ominous, but I needed to ensure the safety of my friend. I walked into the house and looked around. "Welcome," a voice startled me. "What do you want?" I turned around towards the stairs and saw a middle-aged man in a tuxedo climbing down. Casey's secret admirer? I stuttered and told him that I was looking for Casey. He told me that I shouldn't have. Casey was in safe hands. I demanded to see her, and he led me to the dining room where I found Casey, smiling and eating. She waved at me and continued eating. She wasn't even surprised to see me. I sat down with a frown on my face and asked Casey why her phone wasn't available. She only giggled in response. I was annoyed. I rose from my seat and apologized to the man for intruding, but he insisted that I stay for a few minutes for a quick drink to help me cool off. He served the tropical juice himself. It was cool. I let it glide down my throat, and that was it. I woke up in a dark room. My wrists were bound, and I was gagged. The lights came on, and I hurriedly closed my eyes. I could hear the man's footsteps as he turned on the lights. I opened my eyes a bit and saw my friend on a table. A glass of wine and a bouquet of crimson roses lay on the table next to her. The man began to hum in an eerie manner that sent chills up my spine. "My sacrifice of love, beautiful one, you are mine forever." To my horror, he took a knife and thrust it into the left side of Casey's chest. Her heart. He sent it through her heart. He chuckled and started walking towards me. I closed my eyes tight. I would die on Valentine's Day. The doorbell rang, and he left the room. I shook with fear as I struggled with the rope. Surprisingly, the rope gave way as it wasn't too tight. I tried to stand on my feet, but they felt rubbery. I took one glance at my friend. Casey was dead. Tears fell from my eyes as I crawled out of the room. I met Dave and a policeman in the hallway. I was rescued and the man was arrested. Casey was confirmed dead. She had been then killed by Mr. Alvin, who specialized in killing college girls on Valentine's Day. Casey was the fourth. Her death broke my heart. I should have stopped her.
My skin was numb, and I could barely feel the heat of my breath on my face from how hard it beamed with a grateful smile.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The evening was everything I had wanted. My stomach was a nervous wreck, and my fingers quivered loosely around the base of the flowers as I rushed up the stairs. It was the first Valentine's in all 24 years of my life that I truly felt loved. Ferdinand had made it all possible. An angel who stumbled into my life. I placed the flowers he gave me under my nose and took a long, dedicated sniff of the sweet smell. My stomach jerked. I hadn't known flowers had the power of making one feel so giddy, and I appreciated the romantic thoughtfulness. My entire body was visibly trembling by the time I tried to open the door to my room. The keys slipped from my fingers and fell to the floor. I bent down to pick up the key, and just then, I saw the silhouette of a person coming from behind me. My heart stopped as I quickly picked up the keys. I looked behind me, and no one was there. "Ferdinand?" I hollered into the night, certain that he was in the car just as he said he would be. His words rang in my ears tenderly when he kissed my lips moments ago. "I told you. We have to go to dinner at some fancy place, my love. I already made reservations for the next hour." He said to me, bright green eyes and a dreamy face that made me dizzy, kissing my lips to punctuate every few words of his sentences. "I will never love you better than yesterday, than I do today till our forever, my love." Recollection of the words themselves made me blush. None of my exes had ever been that kind on Valentine's Day. We had already done so much the entire day. Too many firsts with an absolutely ravishing man who I could only have dreamt would love me so dedicatedly and wholly. Now, I was going to dinner with him. I slipped the key into the keyhole and turned it over. The door clicked, and it also clicked in my head that Ferdinand and I might get married someday, so we could spend the rest of our lives together. The thought crippled me as I stepped into the room with my dress on the bed. The sparkling, proud red radiance brought a softer smile to my lips. It was just like the movies, and our life would never end. My hand was clammy from sweat, so I went to the bathroom to wash my hands first. The mirror offered a reflection of a ravishing woman, so full of love and peace which she never knew the world could give. And this made me so happy. I whistled a tune as I washed my hands. Then I made my way back to the room. My smiling face turned into a scowl when I noticed the strange thing which had happened. My brilliant red dress was missing from the bed. The flowers which I had placed by the bed were also missing. I panicked and clenched my fingers. trying to maintain my cool, even when I could sense my skin getting tense from the feeling of danger that lurked.
Ferdinand?
I called for safety, not from fear. It was easy to dash to the door, I thought to myself, but there was a chance that I would run into the danger. I assessed the room briefly, and I was all alone. For the first time all evening, I sensed that I was all alone in the world, too. Beads of sweat broke around my neck, and my vision blurred out of fear. My stomach thudded noisily, and I sensed my throat in the canal of my neck being dragged forward and slapped backwards like a piece of rag. I trusted my gut and went straight for the knife cabinet. I grabbed one of the knives and held it behind me for safety. If it was all a prank from Ferdinand, I could easily dispose of the knife without his notice. I walked out of the door as stealthily and gingerly as I could. I peered through the shared corridor into my apartment, and there was nobody there but me. My respiration turned dry in the way that the body responds when things become intensely awful. I flirted with the knife in my hands, held to my back, and gripped it tighter. I moved closer to the door that led out of the shared apartment corridor, and it was slightly ajar. I made an attempt to swallow the saliva in my mouth, but it was too thick and too heavy to slide down my throat. My breath burned on the top of my upper lip. The fear of the unknown rattled me the most. I didn't know what to expect, crashing from such a decent high of the evening to this insufferable low. I opened the door, expecting relief when I saw the car. Instead, my gaze was met with a horrible spectacle. I was standing a few feet away with a knife in my hand.
I told him your types are unworthy of a white man's love.
This maniacal-looking man who was standing over Ferdinand said to me, pointing his fingers. I saw the man's hand was slightly bloodied, and an axe was in Ferdinand's chest as he laid on the floor. It was like I had been dragged from a dream into a nightmare. My breath grazed my nostrils, and it added nothing to my lungs. I did not understand what I was seeing. Even as I was stunned by this terror, the situation did not afford me the time to process my intense fear.
Ferdinand! No!
I finally managed to scream.
The unholy union of the pure and impure must end, he cried back at me, reaching down to drag his axe from Ferdinand's chest. The race must be protected and must not breed.
This crazed man did not seem shaken by the squeaking of the blade, which had lodged so deep in Ferdinand's chest bone. I wasn't thinking about myself. I simply acted instinctively when I saw he was getting closer to me with the axe. I raced towards him with a terrifying speed, revealing my knife. He became bleach pale when he saw the knife, knowing fear just as I did. I took stabs at him blindly and repeatedly, making sure that all my jabs were directed around the region of his neck and his chest. By the time my limbs were exhausted, he was on the floor, with no fight left in him, except the mumbled incoherence which I couldn't make out.
Ferdinand,
I realized at once. I knew my Valentine's nightmare would never end.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Ferdinand taken away from me.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.